This is Tennessee State District 57 Representative Susan Lynn's legislative update for March 13, 2026. Greetings from the Capitol. This week, I was happy to meet with members of Centerstone, Volunteer Behavioral Health, Wilson Company CASA, and March of Dimes. Bills on notice. HB 2108 seeks to place limitations on a practice known as third-party litigation financing. This practice usually involves third-party entities, including sovereign wealth funds from foreign adversaries that invest in court cases. Oftentimes, the investor involved makes decisions resulting in more money going to the third-party investor from the settlement than the plaintiff receives. Upon Governor Lee's signature, this legislation will limit this practice in the future. HB 413 authorizes a patient with a severe chronic disease or terminal illness to access and a physician to recommend investigational stem cell treatment, requires the Commissioner of Health to promulgate rules to, among other things, list the medical conditions that constitute a qualifying severe chronic disease or terminal illness. HB 1797 adds the governing body of a local education agency and any other local governing body of a public body with the authority to make binding decisions or the ability to appropriate funds to the list of governing bodies that are required to make meeting agendas available to the public in advance of such meetings. This excludes nonprofits. HB 1160 requires any healthcare provider authorized to prescribe psychotropic medications, defined broadly to include antidepressants, antipsychotics, anxiolytics, hypnotics, stimulants, benzodiazepines, and hormonal medications whose primary purpose is to alter a person's physical appearance or sexual characteristics present at birth, to do two main things before issuing a prescription. Give the patient a written warning detailing all known risks and adverse reactions of the drug or drug class, plus the risks of polypharmacy. If no safety data exists for a specific combination, the warning must explicitly say so. The provider must review the warning with the patient guardian and obtain a signed acknowledgement that is kept in the medical record. Report any serious adverse event that occurs while the patient is taking or withdrawing from the medication to the FDA's MedWatch program within 15 business days, and retain proof of the report in the patient's file. HB 1159 requires a voter to designate on the voter registration record a political party with which the voter is affiliated in order to vote in primary elections for such political party. HJR 863 urges Congress to enact HR 2350, which permits states to deploy cell phone jamming systems in prisons. HB 2469 requires the department to submit a report on the total number of state and federal benefits, and a synopsis of each benefit available to a veteran and the veteran's surviving spouse to the Speaker of the Senate and the Speaker of the House of Representatives on or before January 1, 2027. HB 1155 prohibits the importation, sale, and distribution of cell-cultured food products in this state. Republicans seek fair representation for utilities. Legislation advancing in the House and Senate aims to ensure fair representation for customers of municipally owned electric utilities. House Bill 2418 by House Majority Whip Clark Boyd R. Lebanon requires all city-owned electric utilities in Tennessee to give customers living in counties outside municipal boundaries a voting seat in the utilities governing board for the county they serve. Customers who live outside city limits pay the same electric bill rates and endure the same outages as those inside the city, yet have zero say on the board that governs their utility. Unfortunately, January storm exposed this inequity. This legislation levels the playing field for all Tennesseans who rely on municipal utilities. When every ratepayer has representation, we strengthen accountability, improve service, and build a more reliable grid for everyone, Boyd said. Boyd introduced the bill following the devastating impacts of Winter Storm Fern in late January, which brought heavy snow, ice, and freezing temperatures to Tennessee. Notably, the storm caused one of the most severe power outages in Nashville Electric Service history, resulting in widespread disruptions across the region and affecting approximately 230,000 customers. The outages left many families without electricity for days, with some areas enduring outages lasting nearly 2 weeks amid ongoing restoration challenges. NES serves all of Davidson County, plus portions of six surrounding counties: Wilson, Rutherford, Williamson, Cheatham, Robertson, and Sumner. Currently, NES's five-member board is appointed exclusively by the mayor of Nashville. House Bill 2418 proposes to require an electric utility company to add at least one new voting board member from each outside county. The board member would be appointed by the county mayor for a 4-year term, with optional initial 2-year staggered terms. The new board members may not be city employees and would receive no municipal benefits. House Bill 2418 is expected to be heard in the Cities and Counties Subcommittee on March 18th. House advances English-only driver requirements. The House this week advanced 2 bills to improve safety on Tennessee roads by ensuring drivers can read and understand basic English. House Bill 1708, sponsored by State Rep. Kip Capley, R. Summertown, would require written driver's license exams to be administered in English. With the one-time limited exception, the proposal would also require applicants for vehicle registrations or renewals to provide proof of citizenship or lawful status in the United States. Capley's proposal would permit a one-time limited exception, allowing an applicant to take the written driver's license exam in a language other than English. This license would be valid for 18 months and would be granted for travel to and from educational institutions, regular places of employment, places of worship, childcare facilities, and medical appointments. Applicants would retake the exam in English after the limited license expires. House Bill 1817, sponsored by State Rep. Lowell Russell, R. Von Ory, requires law enforcement officers to issue an out-of-service order to a commercial driver if they cannot sufficiently read or speak English to communicate with the public, understand traffic signs and signals, or respond to official inquiries. While this law is already in place at the federal level, this legislation will ensure Tennessee maintains the law if the federal government repeals it. Drivers issued an out-of-service order would also have their commercial driver's license suspended until they pass the written CDL test administered in English by the Tennessee Department of Safety and Homeland Security. House Bill 1708 is scheduled to be heard in the Finance, Ways and Means Subcommittee on March 18th. House Bill 1817 now heads to the full Transportation Committee. Briefly, child trafficking prevention. The House on Monday passed House Bill 1527, sponsored by State Rep. Jake McHallman, R. Franklin, to require school districts to provide age and developmentally appropriate child trafficking prevention and awareness education as part of health education from kindergarten through 12th grade. House Bill 1527 allows qualified healthcare professionals or social workers to assist with instruction. The companion version of the proposal is still advancing through the Senate. Children's Services Investigations, House Bill 1734, sponsored by State Rep. Deborah Moody, R. Covington, requires the Tennessee Department of Children's Services to record testimonies from minors by video or audio during an investigation involving child abuse, dependency, or neglect. The proposed legislation would limit the significant emotional damage and psychological trauma children often endure when required to repeat traumatic events during an investigation. House Bill 1734 will be heard for consideration in the House Judiciary Committee on March 18, protecting 2A rights for renters. The General Assembly approved legislation this week ensuring landlords cannot ban Tennesseans from legally possessing firearms or ammunition in their rental homes. House Bill 469, sponsored by State Rep. Lee Reeves, R. Franklin, protects a tenant's right to legally carry and store a firearm inside a rental unit, in a vehicle parked at the residence, and while directly entering or exiting those locations through hallways, parking lots, or other common areas. Landlords may require firearms to be concealed, holstered, or stored in a carrying container when moving through shared spaces. If a landlord violates these protections, a tenant may pursue civil action. The bill also protects landlords from civil liability solely for complying with a law. The legislation does not apply to healthcare facilities, mental health facilities, certain senior living centers, or schools. The bill now heads to Gov. Bill Lee's desk for his signature. AI deepfakes. The General Assembly this week passed a proposal to promote transparency and accountability in political campaign advertisements. The Transparency for Deepfakes in Political Advertising Act, sponsored by Deputy Speaker Jason Zachary, R. Knoxville, requires a disclosure if an audio or video ad falsely depicts a candidate's speech or actions, commonly referred to as a deepfake. Failure to provide a disclaimer could result in a Class C misdemeanor. Broadcasters, hosts, third-party producers, and carriers of the communication could not be held liable unless they are responsible for creating the content. House Bill 1513 now heads to Gov. Bill Lee's desk to be signed into law. Employment Protections, House Bill 562, sponsored by State Rep. Monty Fritz, R. Kingston, would prohibit state and local officials from shutting down lawful businesses or occupations by labeling them non-essential during a state of emergency. This legislation stems from shutdowns across the country during the COVID-19 pandemic. The proposal would allow for the removal of local officials who violate the law, and those officials would be ineligible to run for the same office for 5 years. If the governor were to violate the law, a person harmed by the order could sue for damages and legal costs. House Bill 562 is expected to be heard in the House chamber in the coming weeks. Energy Freedom lawmakers on Thursday passed the Tennessee Energy Freedom Act, sponsored by State Rep. Chris Todd, R. Madison County. The proposal ensures that Tennesseans have the right to engage in and invest in companies involved in certain activities related to coal, oil, and natural gas. House Bill 2070 prohibits government or private parties from bringing an action to impose liability for covered emissions from covered activities, including exploration, production, transportation, sale, manufacture, refinement, combustion, or other use of a specified energy source. The companion version of the legislation is still advancing through the Senate. Hunter education students across Tennessee could soon receive hunter education courses as part of physical education, health, or safety instruction. House Bill 2588, sponsored by State Rep. Chris Todd, R. Madison County, allows public schools to offer hunting courses for students in grades 5 through 12. The Tennessee Wildlife Resources Agency would approve the curriculum to ensure consistency with established hunter safety standards. The bill passed unanimously in the House and Senate chambers and now heads to Gov. Bill Lee's desk for his signature. Protecting public funds, the House of Representatives on Thursday passed legislation to prevent the use of public funds to subsidize gender transition procedures. House Bill 2498, sponsored by State Rep. Kip Kebley, R. Summertown, will prohibit 10 Care from providing coverage or reimbursement for procedures that would enable a person to identify as the opposite sex or treat purported discomfort based on a person's biological sex. The proposal does not apply to congenital defects, precocious puberty, disease, or physical injury. The companion version of House Bill 2498 is still moving through the Senate. College professor tenure. The House this week passed House Bill 2194, sponsored by Deputy Speaker Jason Zachary, R. Knoxville, to require each Board of Regents of public institutions of higher education in Tennessee to adopt and implement new policies to ensure that the rewarding, denial, or revocation of tenure is not used as a form of discipline. Disciplinary actions could not alter or suspend a faculty member's tenure status, except as provided for by institutional policy after due process, according to the bill. It also ensures uniform disciplinary procedures for tenured and non-tenured faculty. Chancellors, the Board of Regents, and chief executive officers would have sole discretion over suspension and termination. The companion version of House Bill 2194 is still advancing through the Senate. State Veterans Cemeteries, one lawmaker has proposed legislation to permit members of the U.S. National Guard and Reserve Forces who have been honorably discharged to be buried at state veterans' cemeteries. House Bill 1635, sponsored by State Rep. Jerome Moon, R. Maryville, requires a member of the armed forces to have completed all service obligations and ensures the volunteer state honors all veterans who have served our nation honorably. House Bill 1635 will be considered by the State and Local Committee on March 18th. Hunting for Heroes Act, House Bill 2550, sponsored by House Majority Leader William Lamberth, R. Portland, creates the Tennessee National Guard Sportsman License. The proposed law would entitle a member of the Tennessee National Guard in good standing to qualify for a no-cost sportsman license in the same manner as a resident annual sportsman license. The annual sportsman license is an all-inclusive license valid for hunting, trapping, and sport fishing without any state supplemental licenses or non-quota permits, and allows holders to apply for quota permits at no additional fee. The bill will be heard in the Agriculture and Natural Resources Committee on March 17th. Victims of Communism Day, the House of Representatives this week approved legislation requiring every public and charter school in Tennessee to recognize Victims of Communism Day on November 7th each year. House Bill 2089, sponsored by State Rep. Dennis Powers, R. Jacksboro, requires at least 45 minutes of instruction for students enrolled in world history or geography courses on the hardships faced by victims of communist regimes. If students are not in class on November 7th, the instruction must be provided the next time the class meets. The legislation would take effect in the 2026-27 school year. The companion version of House Bill 2089 is still advancing through the Senate. Civics Education. The General Assembly on Monday passed legislation directing public and charter schools to incorporate a civics instructional video outlining our nation's founding principles. House Bill 2395, sponsored by State Rep. Michelle Renault, R. Signal Mountain, requires students in grades 6 to 12 to be shown the video once in both middle and high school. The video would explain the meaning of the Declaration of Independence and the religious affiliation and moral beliefs of our nation's founding fathers. It must be historically accurate and free from political stances. House Bill 2395 mandates that the civics instructional video be recommended by the Tennessee Textbook and Instructional Materials Quality Commission and approved by the Tennessee State Board of Education. The bill now heads to Gov. Bill Lee's desk for his signature. It will take effect in the 2027-28 school year. Protecting Religious Freedom, House Bill 2264, sponsored by State Rep. Greg Martin R. Hickson, establishes a Class A misdemeanor offense for deliberately interfering with lawful religious services, including trespassing, disruptive demonstrations, or other intentional acts that disturb or obstruct the order and solemnity of a religious gathering. House Bill 2264 now heads to the Judiciary Committee for further consideration. Expanding employee bullying policies. The Education Committee this week advanced legislation to hold school employees, rather than only teachers, accountable for bullying students. House Bill 1733, sponsored by State Rep. Deborah Moody, R. Covington, permits school districts to dismiss or suspend a school employee who has engaged in an act of harassing, intimidating, bullying, or cyberbullying a student. The bill requires school districts to include descriptions of acceptable and prohibited behavior in employee policies. House Bill 1733 is expected to be considered by the Judiciary Committee on March 18. Tennessee's former First Lady, Martha Sundquist, wife of former Governor Don Sundquist, passed away on Wednesday, March 11, at the age of 88. The former First Lady served the volunteer state from 1995 to 2003. Sundquist was known for her love of nature and was proud to have a Tennessee State Forest in Kaw County named in her honor. Born in Joliet, Ill., she lived with her husband in several parts of the state, including Shelbyville, Memphis, Nashville, and Townsend. In 1989, the former First Lady was appointed by President Ronald Reagan to a 3-year term on the United Service Organization's Board of Governors. She will be laid to rest on Saturday, March 21. Expanding revenue streams for TRA, House Bill 2138, sponsored by Speaker Pro Tempore Pat Marsh, R. Shelbyville, seeks to ensure the financial stability of the Tennessee Wildlife Resources Agency. The TRA relies primarily on hunting and fishing license revenues as a main source of funding. This legislation would add another funding source by directing 10% of the payments the Tennessee Valley Authority makes to the state to TRA. The bill has been placed behind the budget and is expected to be taken up for consideration by the Finance, Ways, and Means Subcommittee at a later date. Reducing judicial backlog, the Civil Justice Subcommittee this week advanced legislation to help courts manage growing caseloads and improve efficiency in the criminal justice system. House Bill 2251, sponsored by State Rep. Rusty Grills, R. Newbern, creates a pilot program allowing 10 counties with the highest criminal court caseload to establish criminal magistrate positions. If approved by the county commission, criminal court judges could appoint a magistrate beginning in 2027. To help handle arraignments, initial appearances, setting bonds, issuing warrants, and conducting preliminary hearings. Magistrates would serve for 4-year terms and be paid by the county. House Bill 2251 is expected to be heard in the Judiciary Committee on March 18. Advocates for Human Trafficking Victims, the Children and Family Affairs Subcommittee advanced legislation to further support children who may be victims of human trafficking. House Bill 2527, sponsored by House Majority Leader William Lamberth, R. Portland, and co-sponsored by State Rep. Mary Littleton, R. Dixon, requires a representative from a nonprofit specializing in combating the commercial sexual exploitation of minors to be present before an initial investigation begins when a case involves suspected child human trafficking. The proposal also requires members of the Tennessee Department of Children's Services Protection Teams to complete 15 hours of annual training on severe child abuse and child sexual abuse. DCS must determine whether abuse allegations are substantiated and report findings to the State Abuse Registry within 90 days, or within 180 days for cases involving a child fatality, with one possible 180-day extension if needed. House Bill 2527 is expected to be heard in the Judiciary Committee on March 18.